You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Chris Pimlott here, looking ahead to the best of Thursday's action. Mr. Pimlott, how are you?
Very good afternoon to you, Alex. Yeah, good form, thank you. Pleased that we've had a little bit of rain out and about just to ease things. A little bit of change in the ground at one or two of these courses, riding on the easier side. Looking forward for a nice settled period now. We're just 7 days away from the Knavesmire. And it would be nice to be able to produce perfect racing ground for what will be the festival of the year for me. And a great article by Alistair Downey yesterday in the Racing Post. Don't know if you read it. Can you read?
No. I can. I choose not to.
Okay. Well, anyway, you've missed out, but it's good. Very good article.
Okay. And there will be a copy in the office. I'll have a read later.
Yeah, and again, another very good article. Last week, I think it was Wednesday's Racing Post again, by Joe Foster.
Yes, I did. I did realize
that was a very emotional piece of writing, to be honest. And hopefully, people will have given generously to the Injured Jockeys Fund for that article. So, yeah, all good stuff, really. In a time where most of you modern kids use the little—is it a laptop or something you have?
Yes.
Or so was other things.
Tablet.
A tablet.
Yes.
Don't you normally have them when you've got a headache?
Yes.
Right. Well, all that sort
of
stuff.
A phone.
Oh.
Yes.
Right.
Do you know what a fax machine is, Pimlott?
Yeah, we've got one of them.
Have you?
Yeah, got one of them. Nobody else has.
But no, that's true. Can't talk to anyone.
No. But like, I just like the paper, you know, like old-fashioned stuff.
You do?
Yeah.
You are very old-fashioned, don't you, Pimlott?
Well, because I'm very old. That's how it works. Yeah.
We were talking off-air about a horse that has got an old man's pulse racing this year. And there haven't been many superstars this year, but we've got one.
We have indeed, yeah.
Alpha Centauri.
And she is really lighting up a season that's really lacked a superstar. You know, like we never saw Massa after the Derby. Different types of form from the Guineas and everything hasn't held up. And it's just been a bit of a topsy-turvy time. And whether that's because of the weather being so, you know, dry and hot and the ground being so firm, or whether it's just that they're not a very good crop. I don't know really how it's been working. But, yeah, she's definitely lit up a fairly mundane season. And we'll look forward to her, because it looks like she's going to stay in training as a four-year-old. So,
yes.
Happy days.
And Jessica Harrington having a superb time of things as well, with most of her runners.
Unbelievable. And it's just a shame that, although she's having such a wonderful time, she's always going to be in the shadow of O'Brien and Mullins, isn't she?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they've got such strong firepower. She's proved herself worthy, both flat and jumps, hasn't she?
Talking of being in the shadow of someone, your son has been off to Ireland.
He has, yeah. Yeah,
he has. What's he been doing there, then?
He attended the Tats Island sales yesterday. He's there again today.
Is it just Ollie?
Just Ollie, yeah. Yeah. And we purchased a couple yesterday, so which was all good. We got a getaway gelding, three-year-old, nicely bred. Getaway, he's not sexy, he's not Fame and Glory Scorpion, but again, he's not a bad sort of stallion. And he's got a really nice page, good-looking individual. We were happy with him. And then he got another one, a little bit cheaper, later on in the day, again by Ask, who similar sort of profile to Getaway, gets plenty of winners, gets plenty of foals on the ground, looks a little bit of a racy sort, this, and we'll, you know, get them back home by the end of the week, get them broken in, and then more than likely look to running them in some point-to-point bumpers, which is a fairly new thing to point in.
Yeah.
Where, you know, they'll have a bumper on the actual point-to-point card. They are few and far between, but they would be a very good stepping stone for them, you know.
Where did you pick up your two success stories from last year? In Duhalla Tornado and
Streets of Milan.
Streets of Milan, who won the Heart of All England.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got him at the Tats Ascot October sale.
Right.
And we got the Tornado at the November Cheltenham sale. Okay. You know, the sale that's on after the races at the...
Yeah.
We can't call it the open meeting anymore, can we?
No, it's got an official title now.
Of the November meeting.
Call it the open meeting, Pimms. You do what you want. You're old-fashioned, don't you?
Well, exactly. But anyway, at that meeting, the first meeting of the year of the season at Cheltenham. So they'd be difficult to do at the money that we paid for them last year.
Yeah.
You know, 21 and 25, we more than likely thought we'd pay plenty, but in the hindsight, they're very good value now.
Yeah. And hopefully we can expect some success from the pair that you got yesterday.
Hopefully, yeah.
In future years.
Yeah, well, it'd be very nice.
As for the two that we mentioned, what are they doing right now?
Easy at the moment.
Okay.
Easy. Out at grass during the day and in at night and getting a bit of a feed.
Sounds like you.
Well, yeah. And looks to start them maybe October time.
Okay.
No big rush, you know.
No. Right. We're going to discuss two contests at Beverley on Thursday, day two of Beverley's little meeting.
Yeah,
they're Mount Salisbury, haven't they?
It's always a good meeting, this, because you've got all the school kids there. It's a real good atmosphere, you know. Mm. I wouldn't say that it's the best affair, but it's competitive, to say the least. And again, you'd imagine of Malky Teal be lashing them home, will he?
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he normally gets this gig, doesn't he?
Okay.
Normally gets this gig. Other thing I want to mention very quickly.
Go on.
Because it might be today or it might have been tomorrow at Beverley. It's certainly next Thursday at York.
Yes.
But I saw an advert as I'm driving into Leeds today. Gentleman's Day at the William Hill St. Ledger meeting.
Oh.
What's that all about?
I don't know.
Well, first of all, I asked this question. Where are you going to find a gentleman in Doncaster?
That's true. You'd have to get them in from
ship them in.
From afar, yes.
Yeah. So,
no offence to the people of Doncaster.
Of course, no.
No.
But somebody in William Hill Towers has come up with something novel.
Yeah, Gentleman's Day.
Yeah.
Will you be going?
I hate wearing heels and hats. You know what I mean? Just not my thing.
You wear a cap and a puffer jacket and you're quite happy.
Yeah, very happy.
In the middle of December.
And welly bobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Beverley now, please?
I thought we were going to try and clear our way for that at some stage, yeah.
3:30 is the first race that we're going to talk about. 5 furlongs the trip. Ultra-competitive sprint fare. Not many of these arrive here in great nick. There's a few that could be potentially well handicapped, but there's also a few that you'll be requiring a fair leap of faith to be back in.
Yeah, we obviously won't have any prices up for them, have we?
No.
At the moment.
Not as we record this.
The thing is, A... they are very, very much a mixed bag, and again, a bag of horses that are very much out of form rather than in form. And also, the draw is fairly prevalent there as well, that you need to be fairly low. Mm. So you've got a few things to bear in mind there. Of the ones that have been in reasonable form of late, I thought Arnold was interesting. He came good when he had the cheap pieces on for the first time. On his penultimate start, possibly has disappointed a little bit since there, but coming back to his course and distance that he won over, I think he's definitely an interesting one, Arnold, and he's got the assistance of Joe Fanning aboard him, so he could well be a player. And the other horse I like is Tinky Winky's Etienne Gerard, who, again, of a mark of 51, he's no world beater by any means. Robert Dodsworth takes a valuable 7 off. He must be a light lad.
Yeah.
8-7 less 5.
8-2.
8-2 less 5 is 7 something. Well, you weren't as light as that when you were born, were you?
No, don't think so.
I wouldn't have thought so.
No.
No. But, yeah, he got a featherweight there. He disappointed last time out, but prior to that he'd been in reasonable form. And, as I say, with him winning there, he's got a little bit of change of personnel on as well in Dodsworth. Fame at Manaman's been on him the last 4 or 5 times. So change of personnel may well help him, and he will be a reasonable price. And I'm hoping that Etienne Gerrard will be an each-way price.
Okay. Etienne Gerrard then for Nigel Tinkler and Robert Dodsworth in that one. That's the 3:30. The 4:30 we're going to get to now over the extended mile trip. Now, you've already mentioned one of Nigel Tinkler's runners, and I suspect Archie Perkins may well be towards the forefront of your mind here as well, Pimmers. By the way, Nigel Tinkler's in cracking form.
Oh, he's having a great year.
Yeah.
Great year. Really good. Really good. And it's good to see. You know, it just shows that you can have these years in the doldrums, but as long as you've got the right ammunition, then it proves that, you know, we can do it. And I think, more than likely, the success that we had last year, the success that Nigel's having this year, is actually buoying a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because they're saying, if those idiots can do it, then there's chance for all of us.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's a real positive slant on that, that Tinky's helping a lot of the boys down in the dumps to just raise their heads and think, yeah, it will turn.
Mm.
It has to turn. And it usually does.
Yeah.
It usually does. So, yeah, what we're going to go to this mile and a half race, wasn't it?
The 4:30, yeah. Mile and a half
now,
furlong.
Archie
yeah.
Perkins is named after the owner's grandson.
All right.
So, obviously, his name's Sir Perkins and his son's called Archie. That's how it works.
Gathered that, Pimmers. Yeah, thanks.
Now, Archie was a beaten favourite last time out and don't think he really wanted it, to be honest.
Right.
So you just have to tread carefully with him if you are trying to side with him, because I definitely do think that he might just have a little bit of an attitude problem.
Okay.
And of the others, I thought Cascalia was interesting from the O'Meara yard, simply because at least he got his head in front last time out. He is a distance winner in the past.
Or even she is.
I should have said she is, yeah. And she's coming out of stall one, which I think is fairly important.
Okay.
Because I think over that mile, if you've drawn middle to outer, it's a little bit of a difficult one to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's definitely going to be in favour of her. And the other one I thought was interesting is Ganton Parr, who's been plying his trade on the artificial surface for Mick Easterby, but has been running okay. And in the context of this race, just might be able to put his best foot forward.
Yeah. Two runs at York, two runs at Wolverhampton. One of the runs at York, admittedly finishing 43 lengths and last, was in the Convivial Maiden.
Yeah, so slightly
calmer
in
waters,
at the deep end,
yeah,
to say the least. And again, he's been 100 to 1, 50 to 1, 15 to 2 shot last time out. That might just be a little race somewhere for him. And again, mixed horses have been in good form of late.
Would you take a chance on Ganton Parr then?
I would do, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think he might, again, get a little bit of value. And just so this podcast doesn't put everybody to sleep, but it was interesting that at Nottingham yesterday, all bar one race were won by Northern trained horses.
There you go.
So, happy days.
So, two selections for Thursday for Pimmers in the 3:30. He's with Nigel Tinkler's Etienne Gerrard. And in the 4:30, he's with Mick Easterby's Ganton Parr. Lovely stuff. Thank you, Pimmers.
My pleasure, as always.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.